Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
How you feeling about it? Y'all got the words ready?
Oh, yeah. I got the words.
Just need the words.
I got them.
You got them?
Hey,
got
Mo, them. Whenever you get ready, run the intro, and then we'll cue Rob in.
Cue me in.
Okay. How far are y'all from slipping?
Hey, is this live Mo or is this going on the Patreon
thing?
No, yeah. It's just regular.
At least it's not hours. Live.
Okay, yeah. Got
it's not live.
Hours.
We're not doing it live. Live is only
know.
Four.
Yeah.
Well, motherfucker, now you know.
I'm fucking
yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Mississippi Queen.
Mississippi Queen.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
You're Mississippi Queen.
Southeastern Mississippi.
You're an Alabama fiend.
Like, kind of detached. You gotta like ski the dude.
No, it's not. Never mind.
Oh, now he doesn't know the damn. You know Mississippi.
Here we go.
Mississippi Queen, if you know what I mean. Mississippi Queen, she taught me everything. Went down around Pittsburgh, around Louisiana way. Let the Cajun lady aboard the Mississippi Queen. You know she was a dancer, she moved better.
That was great. Freestyle. Hey.
That was going pretty good.
At some point in this.
Dude. Well, you got a belly full of grit, so.
Is that good?
Yes. I tried my best. Jump in. Do a little intro for him, Alan.
Welcome, everybody. Good grief. We got the Man Up Podcast. We got Porch Talk. We got Dad Meat, Little Stinkers, Ayo Actually, Durag in the Deer Tank.
Woo!
Digital Bazooka.
That's right.
This is like a
so
like a
many things.
This is we are the world of podcasting.
Yeah,
a whole lot
the universe.
It'll pick you up. You don't have to pull it in.
Okay. Across the table from me, Naeem Ali.
That's right. We
Drew Montana, Mike Rainey, Rob Cruz.
What up, baby?
Wes Dunham, myself, Jake Reeves, Tyler Copeland.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, baby.
Alan Hodges, the porch daddy.
Ooh.
Porch daddy. The porch daddy, what we call him down here, the porch daddy.
Mm-hmm. You ever slip up and call him Porch Diddy?
That's got a whole nother vibe to it now.
We're waiting to see how the court cases go.
Bro, we all been known about Diddy for 10 years.
Yo, yeah.
Everybody's been known about Diddy for 10 years.
They knew he was gay. Like, they knew he was gay.
Everybody's been talking about it. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing about that since I was in high school.
Same.
You know? Like, y'all know Diddy out here. Like, they butt raping these rappers and making them sign contracts and shit. I've been hearing this shit forever.
That shit been going on forever.
But did you hear the audio about him clapping Meek Mill's cheeks?
Fuck! Oh, you fucking me! That shit. Wait, hold on. There's an audio?
He called him daddy in that motherfucker, man.
Hold on. It does sound the same. I was like, what?
It's brutal.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah. Motherfucking cheek mills.
So we can pull it up right now, and we can listen to it.
This ain't AI generator?
You can hear like nutsack slapping on butt cheeks.
No, pull that up. I gotta hear this. I gotta hear it.
It's a guy.
It sounds like somebody getting murdered, bro. It sounds like a murder scene.
Meek Mill, Diddy, Philly's sex tape audio.
Philly's old.
We do encourage y'all to watch Mo Spell because he's horrible.
He done pulled a new trick up his sleeve.
Look at, oh, he's good now.
What'd he do?
He auto-filled it.
Oh, shit.
He's figuring things up.
Someone auto-filled Meek.
Y'all know that guy? Who knows?
I'm just trying to earn my keep.
Bobby! I know, he's from our old neighborhood, though.
You think he got his cheek slapped for real?
I don't know, bro. Honestly, I don't know.
That shit's so bad.
It's possible, though. A lot of people be gay.
A lot of two people do be gay.
A lot of two people. A lot of two people. Boys be gay sometimes.
A lot of people do be gay.
Do people be gay down here? Or is it
not
a
like a...
It's closeted gays down here. Yeah, I know that. The dinner. Oh. I didn't want to say which one, but there was one guy.
Bro, we all know which one. Bro, we all know which one.
Yeah, he was saying, like, I think fighting is so fabulous.
Yo, man, I got hobbies. I said, oh, he gay as shit.
Yo, imagine you get a prospective customer coming in here and be like, I've always wanted to check out jiu-jitsu. And they say the hardest part is walking through that door. And you walk in, you hear eight motherfuckers talking about Meek Mill getting his ass ate. Like, this is much harder than I ever thought jiu-jitsu would be.
Shit, hard as fuck right now. You keep talking about this. No. For real, though. Like, oh shit, what were we talking about? Oh,
gay dudes at dinner.
We were talking, and he said something like, my wife said, and I was like, the fuck?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Your wife.
Well,
I'm always taken aback by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know? It was given a 40-year-old virgin where it's like, you know how tits feel like sandbags?
I fucking love pussy so much. You kind of mean Bill. This is the wettest shit I've ever seen in my life. I love wet pussy so much. I just fucking love wet pussies.
Look at all these hot girls I got saved in my phone. Like, bro. What the fuck you talking about?
No one calls it wet pussies, bro. We know, dude.
All right, so Philly boys, first time in Mississippi. First day here.
Love it.
Impressions.
Love it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Man. Quiet.
Yeah.
Very quiet.
Yeah.
If I lived out here, I would murder three people a year for fun and just hide them. I would just hide bodies.
Some people do that. No, some people do that.
You would have a great time with little stinkers down here.
Mark was telling me about a guy that was killing old people.
Yeah.
And
mass murder.
He killed three. It was a Jerry hat trick.
Yeah.
Oh, Jerry hat trick.
Bobby's on fire.
That was great. Murder. Hell yeah, Bobby.
Yo, why are you like this?
So, jury out, man. We were most worried about Naeem.
Of course. I only saw two racist people in the van.
So far,
no, the one boy we was eating breakfast earlier, he just stopped and was staring at me through the window.
We saw his breath on the window.
Yeah.
Like, he did a double take at Naeem.
There was other black guys in the huddle house, but they didn't see a Naeem black guy.
They ain't never seen one of me before. They ain't never seen no up north fucking nigga before.
It's a Philly Muslim, man.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's different.
This one got a neck tattoo. Yeah. What the fuck is that? That's what he said.
This ain't Mr. Johnson.
And then the other one was the boy tonight at dinner. He spoke to everybody but me, and I was like, oh, I get it, bro. I catch a vibe. You know what I'm saying? I catch a vibe, bro.
Closeted gay and a closeted racist.
Yeah.
And I love them both.
Yeah, I get it. Man. I wouldn't feel like I was in Mississippi if I didn't see no. I got to see some racist.
Yeah.
Somebody got to treat me funny. So, man, I wouldn't have felt like I was real.
I'll tell you the truth. I grew up, really, Mississippi ain't that bad. Alabama.
Other hand.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the thing. Columbus is like over 60% black.
Yeah.
So you gotta just kinda learn to get the fuck over it.
You gotta get over it, right?
You know what I mean? Like, you just, we go,
hold on, Jake.
Dude, I looked up this week. I was like, all right, what's the demographic breakdown in Columbus?
We knew it was 60% black before we came.
Oh, really? But then the first thing that Google said was this paragraph. Let me find it real quick.
It's great, Sean.
Dude, I know.
It's so great.
The last word of this paragraph describing the demographics in Columbus says, the children in Columbus are fantastic. Yeah, oh, here we go.
I'm going to be honest, bro. They all right. We said we'll let you know.
Yeah, here it is. Columbus is a very nice and fairly great town to live in. Last sentence, the children here in Columbus are fantastic.
There's a lot of Bobs you can say that way. The children in Columbus are fantastic. Yeah, yeah. You know? Or you're like, the children, like, I don't know. I don't know how to read that.
Well, Jeffrey Epstein was a travel planner.
Oh, man. Yeah. But no shit. Like, in Columbus, like, you just, we got to go to the same Walmart together. At the end of the day,
you
bro,
you won't be around
like
each just, other.
We're you're gonna have friends. Where I'm from, bro, there was a cross burning a mile from my house when I was
damn. Where
like real talk?
What was your driveway a mile long?
No, I didn't have to be that. I guess it'd be further. Yeah.
It was burning crosses.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
well,
I used to have pictures of it because it was like it wasn't really done anymore.
Right.
I remember that shit happened, and like
we gotta take a pic of it.
You gotta take a picture.
Oh yeah, we did. We went down there, and my dad was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, you know, bro.
Was, kids, get in front of this. It's a Christmas card.
Wow.
Get the Malos out.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you couldn't tell how I was from my mask and my robes, but you know, like, it was still.
That's the craziest Christmas card to get, just a family of clansmen.
In front of a burning cross.
Happy holidays. And you can reuse it every year because you can't tell how old everybody is.
Happy Christmas with a K.
Yeah, true. They're not happy holidays, people.
Merry Christmas. Spell it all the way out. Yeah. Hey, man, like, give us a little background, man. Like, the story that you share about your father, man.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, my dad from...
On the side, there's a gold tip.
Yeah, I got it right here. Here we go. Yeah, my dad from... he from Savannah, Georgia. Well, Thompson, Georgia, right outside of Savannah. And, very nice down there. And he... my dad was born in, like, the 30s. I think he was born in, like, 1936 or some shit like that. Oh, I got an old-ass dad.
Yeah,
like,
he was black, too.
He's a black man.
I picked up on that. Yeah. I wasn't sure, but I was assuming.
But he ended up moving. He moved from Thompson, Georgia, to New York, and then to Philly. And he moved because he used to work at the supermarket, right? And Thompson, and this white kid had locked him inside of a Foot Locker. He was trapped in there for like a day. Like he was just locked in there for like a day.
What's a Foot Locker, Tyler?
You know what a Foot Locker is, Tyler?
Yeah, bro, he had all the J's on when he left.
Had all the J's on, right? Yeah. From 1 to 23, bro, he had all the bitches on.
Dude, that's black heaven.
Your dad was locked in heaven?
Yeah, bro. Had his ass trapped in there.
Hold up. I'm legit getting confused because, like, now I don't know if the motherfucker was on like a Foot Locker or in a goddamn shoe store.
He was like the side of a chest.
I'm
bro.
For real getting confused. Yeah. Like, oh shit, what's the Foot
Locker? He's sleeping under a referee shirt.
Yeah, they locked him inside of it. So back in the day, in like the 30s and 40s and shit, people would go to the supermarket and they would bring a Foot Locker with them and they put their groceries inside of them Jones, right?
Yeah.
But this kid, my dad worked there, this white kid locked him inside there, left him in there for over a day. His manager found him.
Damn.
He got fired the next day.
Why did they lock him in there?
Because he was white. The kid was white. My dad was black. He was just fucking with him. You see what I'm saying? And the next day, his manager opened up the Foot Locker, saw my dad in there, fires him. Because he's like, what the fuck you doing? You fucking lazy nigga sleeping in his fucking Foot Locker. You see what I'm saying?
Shit.
Fires him. So my dad was pissed. My dad 12 years old at the time. Pissed.
Hold up. He fired your dad because he was in the Foot Locker?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, the locking there.
He was late for work.
He was late for work.
He was late for work, bro.
Although you were at work, you're still late.
You're still late. You wasn't working, you were just there.
Bro, never even clocked out.
He thought they were just going to slide the check through the Foot Locker in 2 weeks.
Damn, how you get fired for that? That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up. Oh yeah, so then my dad was kind of crazy. So he was pissed off and he knew where these white kids went and played at. So he went to the park, posted up in a tree, and he shot him with a fucking, he had a 22 rifle.
Oh, shit.
And, but he said he was aiming for, like, the kid's arm or his leg or something, but he hit him in the neck, killed him.
Oh,
damn,
fuck.
Foot locker to hurt locker.
Yeah, bro. Hell yeah. So imagine killing a white kid in, like, in Thompson, Georgia in, like, 1948 yeah, or some shit like
fucking
that.
Fucking run.
Yes. So his mom put him on a train, sent him to New York. And then he went to New York. He didn't know anybody up there. He started boxing and selling drugs and do whatever he could just to make money and shit like that. Yeah, yeah. They lived there for probably like 7-8 years, then moved to Philly. And then I was born like fucking 50 years later. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
It'd be, but man, yeah.
What an insane life.
Yeah, that motherfucker had a
still
crazy
clapping life. Cheeks at 60, you know, making babies.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking like, about.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
No, he died 2 years ago. He's 86 years old. Died two years ago.
That's when we started telling the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I told him this story when me and him first met, and he was like, we got to talk about this on the podcast. I'm like, no, we got to wait till he died. I'm like, bro, he's 80 now.
Did you have any reservations
till he died.
About put him in the coffin?
Not one.
Man, who's the first person buried in an open casket?
Hell yeah. Actually, I put him right in the dirt. Cause, you know, we Muslims, so we don't use coffins and shit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, Muslims, you wrap them up and you wrap them like a mummy kinda. And then you put them right inside the dirt.
That way you can, like. Shit. Go back to the earth or what?
Yeah, yep. That, you decompose
that way they
faster.
Can come out on Halloween.
How's your dad doing?
He's doing the mash.
The monster mash.
I'm calling Brendan Fraser on these bitches. I'm fucking no sir. Fuck that.
The mash.
Oh, hey, man. Dog.
But yeah, that's crazy, bro.
That is a crazy ass story.
Wow, dog.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should have went to the fucking army. Fucking sniper.
He should have, right? Oh, at 12 years old, you shoot somebody from that far with a 22?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Probably. Hit him in the fucking
neck. Sick. I don't give a fuck. It's cool. I like
it's a cool story.
Yeah. No, that's somebody's family that's angry about that.
You I don't know, give a fuck. I'm on his team.
Here's the thing. How old was the kid?
He was a little bit older than my dad, so he probably was 14.
So you a 14-year-old kid, and you're locking somebody in a locker. He's probably cutting up animals. Like
he probably was doing wild
real
shit.
Real talk, like, no sane person's doing that shit to another person.
Yeah.
Like, your daddy really just did that whole town a service. Because he'd been going around cutting up old people or some shit.
The whole country, yo. The whole country. Like, he saved a fucking episode of fucking ID, right? You know what I mean? Fuck.
Yeah. He's a hero.
It's beautiful.
As it turns out, before we had that, he was pissing the bed. He was setting fires. and he was cutting his pet sense off.
You're like all kittens. Yes, fuck.
Yeah.
I heard the sign of a serial killer is that they look for it, like in mall stores and stuff like that, if people are cutting up leather jackets.
Really?
Yeah, because they're like, that's like how they experiment with like cutting human skin.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Hold on. So they're like, check the cameras if there's like a bunch of like cut open
you're
jackets.
You're professional in this.
This is the first time I heard that. I was waiting for the joke.
Hold on. So are you a professional in serial killers?
No, I have a true crime podcast.
Oh,
but,
shit.
But a lot of guys, it's called I think it's the McDonough Triad or something like that, where it's they'll wet the bed late in the childhood, there's animal abuse, and they become arsonists at a young age.
Yeah.
But I never heard about the leather jackets. Is that...
Is that true, or you real? Setting a joke up, or no?
Yeah. Okay. No, no. Because
I think that's what he was waiting on. Like, is this a joke that he's
saying? I thought you were going to say it's Pat Benatar syndrome or something like that.
That is a Rob joke.
Are you better than Bailey Syrian? I hope.
Well, it's funny you mention that because I think I am going to do an episode where I'm putting on makeup. Because
really?
any woman that does true crime that puts on makeup while she talks about this shit, it's millions of views.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Dog. Have you seen her before she puts on makeup?
Yeah.
She looks like a fucking busted ass bitch, dog. She's ugly as fuck, and then she puts on makeup and she looks like a dime piece.
Look,
crazy.
I know what you're talking about,
dude. Separate topic, but I think some bitches should go to jail for that shit.
I know you're talking about. The one without the teeth. She's talking about some goddamn fine. I'm marrying that bitch. But then we're divorcing in the morning.
Divorce in the morning.
It's a fucking nasty motherfucker, man.
Kind of afraid of it because, like, what if I look good? It's like, oh, look at this busted bitch, my old episodes, but then they see me and like Yeah.
And then you're not going to go with it forever.
Yeah, now you're stuck.
If it works for you, send it, but like, now the rest of us is fucked up. You know?
I bet the dude from dinner tonight is going to like it.
Oh, man, he's going to be one of your saved fucking Instagram videos. You know what I mean?
You got a new follower.
Such a nice guy, though. You know, such a nice guy.
Such a nice guy. It's funny you guys said that, because on the way out, I was like, that dude's gay as fuck, huh?
Yeah, we were talking about it on the way out.
He's gay as fuck.
That motherfucker, he the only man that ever asked me, could he kiss me? That never happened to me in my life.
I miss that too.
No, y'all ain't hear him?
Oh, I saw
tonight?
Him.
Tonight? Yeah.
No way. Made me happier.
No, I ain't let that nigga kiss me.
Watching a white man ask Naeem, can I kiss you? And then Naeem would be like, nah, you good, bro.
The crazy thing is, you said no before I said no. He was like, can I kiss you? Drew was like, no.
Hey, you're like the fat best friend at the club.
She's got to go home.
Yeah. He's got to man.
You're not going.
You fucking cock block, man.
Bro, I really did.
I was like, no.
That shit happened tonight?
Yeah, bro.
I too, Wes.
As we were leaving, he has name. He's like, can I kiss you?
Can I kiss you?
No.
Come on, man. It's just a fist bump with lips. Chill out. On the mouth and on the dick, at least, like, where do you want to kiss you?
I yelled no, and then he was like, nah, I'm just playing. And then Naeem's like, yeah, you good, bro.
Come on,
he's like, I don't got to do that, bro.
Wes, what's funny is, like, Naeem is the gay police.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Man, I kind of feel weird because I thought that orange watch he had on was kind of cool. Now I feel weird.
Hey, you might kiss him tomorrow, man.
Yeah, bro. You better watch out, man. He out here fishing.
Yeah, you're going to get pregnant.
He fishes over here. Said he might catch something, though. You know?
He's bobbing for black guy.
Oh, man. I didn't see that.
One tomorrow. You just won't be it.
Ain't going to be me.
There'll be an array.
So I looked at the Tinder radius about here. I don't even have Tinder anymore. I re-downloaded it to see what the 15 miles around me was.
I'd love to hear that.
Not great. Yeah, not great around Columbus.
Is it not?
Yeah, no.
I mean, I ran out of women, and they were like, you need to go further. And I was like,
how many miles were you going?
I have it set at 5.
Oh.
Did you do Columbus?
Nobody lives within 5 miles.
No, you got to do 20.
Five from the Airbnb.
Oh, you got, where you are? Oh,
you're in the middle of nowhere, though, bro.
You got to do Starkville. 30, 40 miles.
You got to go to Starkville.
Because you got to think, well, the other thing about 5 miles is nobody lives in a 5 mile radius.
I did five from Airbnb.
There was one woman
within 5 miles. Yeah, but you got Mississippi State over here. You got University of Alabama.
That's what I figured. That's what I wanted to see.
You got to own, but that's 60, 70 miles.
Yeah. I'll set it to 15 tomorrow and have a good time.
I'm from Starkville. I live in Starkville, so this is what, about 25?
25, 30 minutes.
How's the ladies out there?
I got a wife, bro.
Shit, we landed in Memphis. Memphis
got a wife,
old.
And she's okay.
Let me tell y'all, I'm going to be honest with you. My wife, if she watches this episode, she's going to be mad just me saying this.
I pay over.
But
you allowed to say there's O's, bro.
Bro, Oxford, Mississippi.
No, he ain't.
No, I ain't.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, yeah. I'm not. Oxford, Mississippi is the land of prosper. It is the creme de la creme. All right, because let me tell you something. Okay,
see how far that is.
Oxford, Mississippi is Ole Miss.
It is about a 2 hours.
Ole Miss got the hoops.
And Ole Miss is
number one
party school in America for like 10 years running.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. It's a law school. Yeah. All right.
Oh.
Men go there to get a degree. Women go to get a husband.
Yeah.
And
right.
So all the Georgia Southern Belles or whatever there that are looking for the lawyer husband, they're at Ole Miss.
Right.
And I'm telling you, bro, you go on double decker weekend to Ole Miss, and I've been a lot of places. I've never been anywhere like double decker weekend at Ole Miss.
It's only 85 miles.
Well, you met your wife in it.
It wasn't. No. But and the other thing is, there's way more women than there are men.
You can't go now. Aggressive. You got to go during football season.
So like they're open, whereas
they
stay
for the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Like wet pussy.
Like I'll get like you walk down the street in Oxford, like you'll get catcalled and shit.
Damn.
Like girls will like
Try that's to so talk to nice,
you.
Dude.
Yeah.
I was going to happen to you, but. No,
but he's got a guitar.
Hey, you're the media of your podcast, brother. Right, if you, I'm
if
sorry.
You bring the guitar, you're getting life. All right, sure.
Sweet, sweet.
I hurt myself.
Oh, speaking of Starville, Johnny Cash got arrested for picking wildflowers there.
He did.
Yeah, Johnny Cash.
For picking wildflowers, you get arrested for that?
Yeah. Well, he was also.
He was also fucking.
Hammered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, on drugs sense. And shit. He mm-hmm. was he was out.
Like, Johnny Cash was the man.
Kidney shot.
Yeah.
That's crazy that that's what they wrote him up for, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like, we know you're the man. We'll avoid this possession charge, but was you cannot that, take the state flower.
Yeah.
You never heard Wildflower Blues?
That's what it was about.
Oh, shit. Oh,
really?
Okay. Well,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does Double Decker Weekend mean?
So it's just like their May Day. It's like their, you know, first of the summer, like they do a big concert.
When is it? It's like fall?
No, it's I think
May.
Yeah, it's in May.
Oh,
it's,
May?
It's like their
it's May Day.
It's so Mississippi Freaknik.
You flew us out.
Hold it. Huh?
They do the spring football game and all that weekend.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's like their spring football game weekend. Like,
can we do another horse fest in 2-3 weeks?
Yeah. Sure.
Just hang out. You know. You know.
Yeah. Right.
Just hang out.
If I can, never leave that Airbnb, I won't. If that's an option.
Yeah. Really. I've lived there forever.
Look, if y'all come down during football season and go to Oxford to the Grove, I'm telling you, the party up there is...
Yeah.
It's are you guaranteeing me pussy?
No.
Yeah. I'm not coming back then.
Close. Close.
I mean, I got $100 just like you got $100.
Oh, there's like wet pussy.
If we put that together, we can get...
It's good.
The party's unmasked up there, dude.
Yeah, it's a good party.
Well, if you had to put a percentage on how you think Drew would do, like... 70% getting pussy, 90%
dressed like
pussy.
This, by the way.
Dressed no. like that.
He probably scored.
Wait, hold on.
13%. No, wait.
Yeah, show the Crocs.
7%
Crocs.
Pokey Crocs?
Pokey Crocs,
I'm going to be honest. Like, I think in other areas you do okay. Oxford's kind of preppy.
Oh, you need a golf shirt, bro.
Oxford's kind of preppy.
You need a polo shirt on.
Can I borrow your outfit?
Yes.
I think he'd do fun.
I think he would,
New York
too.
Arts
I think he'd be okay.
Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. I think he'd be all right.
I think he'd be the wild card.
Oh,
that's true.
Oh, shit.
You stand out.
All right, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one else is wearing this, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a drip.
Yeah, stand out.
So who's the deer tag?
That's me.
You're the deer tag.
Never shot a deer.
Never.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Me either.
Pre-podcast, Naeem never wore a durag either, so none of this really made sense. But
oh, wow.
And we like to say every episode it switches, because sometimes I'll talk about some white shit that I did, and he did a whole bunch of black shit before. You see what I'm saying? So it could switch episode to episode.
So is that, what is the pod? I didn't do any fucking research.
That's cool, bro.
Like, you know, but like.
More research shit ever.
Yeah, me either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was originally me and Naeem, and then Rob came in, like, 40-something episodes in, and then we're like 200 in now.
So what do y'all do? Like, what's the, just y'all just
not
pushing?
Much, yeah.
Yeah, we just talk shit.
Y'all do what we do.
Yeah, we talk shit.
We just come in and talk shit.
It is crazy when like people who don't understand podcasting ask, and they're like, well, what's the theme? And I'm like, dude, we just call each other gay.
That's about it.
That's what we do.
Yeah. It's been 200 episodes of being like, no, you're gay. No, you're gay.
Sure. Yeah. I'm the gay one right now. For sure.
Like, you've always been the gay one.
Nah. Yeah, you are dressed in all cum colors.
Tyler is openly a quarter bi.
Look, no shit.
A quarter bi. He's a quarter bi openly. He's definitely the gayest person in the room.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Me and Tyler talked about that sausage.
But I'm...
We talked about that sausage on the table for an hour.
We did set them up for that. We got it riled up.
Well, it was you two that split the sausage, right?
It was. No, it was me.
No,
you
two
split the sausage. We worked it up.
But we talked about it for a long time.
We'll double team a sausage every now and again.
I'll take the tip. He'll take the base. It's all good.
Yeah.
I don't know which one's there, but
yeah.
Wes works the ball. Bad, so
you know. No homo. It's not a gay
no,
way.
Of course.
I don't ever look anybody in the eyes, ever.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to split a sausage with your boy.
Guys work
not,
hard.
Yeah, it's not in a weird way. A bunch of fucking homophobes.
Yeah, no, that shit's gay.
I mean, as long as you get in pussy, bro. If you can get pussy, you can do whatever you want.
That's right.
You do whatever you want, bro.
I'm relieved, though. Like, earlier is the first time I heard Naeem call something gay. I was waiting on that.
Oh, dude.
Oh, it don't take too long, dog.
That's his free bird.
Let him play the hits.
I was wondering at dinner when I was overhearing, it seemed like you were saying shit was gay a lot, and I was wondering if it was because of the company or if like you just did that.
No, that's
what
he does. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, I know this thing. This is the thing, bro. You got to look a little bit deeper sometimes. A lot of boys do gay shit, and you got to call it out like, dog, that's gay.
Yeah.
Looking
deep
is gay, too.
That's true.
No, looking deep is gay, and somebody should have called me out, but y'all slept over. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all should have called me out for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you got to watch out. There's a lot of undercover gay boys. A lot of them.
Yeah, that was like a gay drone strike.
We
yeah.
He was hovering for a while, and he...
Yeah, then then he picked this target. He picked the wrong target, bro.
I can't believe I missed it when he tried to drop the bomb.
Bro, I knew something was up when he came and sat next to me, and then he scooted over like this to get closer to me. I'm like, what the fuck?
And also, too, I think he left a little hope. Like, I think he left the restaurant. He's like, he's here for the weekend. You didn't like completely shut him down.
No, you didn't say
I
no.
Didn't shut it. I said no, but I ain't shut it down. You're hard
like,
enough.
He's like, he does have angel wings on his throat. Alan, I think that's a good sign.
You think it's a chance?
Can you put his number on my phone and say, hey, what's up? It's Naeem. What you doing?
Trying to get some more sausage?
Yo.
So graphic design, huh?
Very cool. Yeah. Accounting background, huh?
Are you exclusively Ann Dewey?
Rob Cruz, what are you making of it, buddy?
What?
What are you making of your trip so far?
Dude, I love it. All the people have been fucking sick. I love the South. Every Southern city I've been to has been sick. Because I used to like travel for music and stuff.
Yeah.
And I love Nashville. I love Austin. I haven't been to Columbus before. This is my first time. Baby. What?
The great state of Texas. That's
where he's from.
Yeah, he's a Texas boy.
Oh, are you from Texas?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you and me look like we come from the same like plant.
Yo, y'all do like the same bull.
Yeah.
But you're like Southern nesting dolls.
You guys are fucking funny. You got the best size.
Oh, you like these lookers, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Jeepers, creepers.
Jeepers, peepers, dude.
Hey, bro, you see his eyes? He got the eyes of a magician. You see what I'm saying? Look at
it. He got, is this your card eyes?
Is this your dick in my mouth?
Oh, shit. Faggot out that, you know what I'm saying? I didn't mean that, dude. I didn't mean that. I get wild sometimes.
He's just pulling cum out of his mouth.
It's string cheese, I swear.
Y'all never been to Philly before?
Never.
Damn, bro. Y'all got to come up.
Nah, I'm not talking about cheese clap, bro.
No, we ain't got to do that. Oh, ain't no gay people in Philly. We don't do that.
Hold on. You tell me there's no gay people in Philly.
Hell no. We killed them at birth.
Like fucking, this is Sparta. Just put them on the
list. Yeah, you off the cliff.
Yeah, gay people are like Chinese girls.
Only one per household.
So that means it's a gay motherfucker. I'm not going to Philly.
If he's born that way, he may not be born again.
They're not born that way.
Yeah. That's a fucking libtard myth, and we're not talking about that. It's the Disney Channel's making people gay. Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Bro, for real, though?
Seriously.
No, you're getting me fired up. I'm about to start sweating.
Do it, bro. Do it.
Bring it. Let it out. You fan me off, bro. Right now.
Even in true
Mississippi, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, you can.
And our audience is going to be like, they're going to love you.
Oh, God, kill all the faggots.
Naeem, plug your ears.
Tyler, chill.
Naeem, plug your ears.
I love how we're just starting
to go crazy. I'm about to go crazy.
No gay people. Meanwhile, Drew's got three dudes.
Yeah, Drew's got a lot of dudes. I'm like, turn it down. You got to air crazy.
You be squirting with water a little while, like, chill.
Probably slime here real quick.
That's what we should have done at dinner, too. Spray him down with the water. Calm down a little bit.
Yeah, like a cat.
Snow.
He knows what he did.
But yeah, we don't play that shit. Look, in my neighborhood, when I was a kid, they used to say it was gay to jack off, right?
Oh, shit. Bro, because a man touching your dick.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Bro, I ain't jacked off until I went to college.
Oh, he had two kids before
I had. Yeah, I had kids before I jacked off.
Oh, that real? God.
Yeah, that's real shit. Oh, yeah, I was waiting. Hell yeah.
Is that because of the neighborhood or your religious background?
No, that's the neighborhood.
God damn, I'm so fucking gay, dude. Because
it was one boy in my neighborhood. It was one boy in my neighborhood that admitted to jacking off when we was like 10 years old. Or 11 years old, and everybody just was clowning them. I'm like, I'm never doing that shit, bro. I'm never going to jack off. And then I went to college, and everybody was talking about jacking off all the time. I was like, oh, it's okay. I can do it.
I'd have never.
Did you think it was a trap at first? Where you're like,
I did, bro.
Was Ashton Kutcher gonna come out? And be like,
yeah. You're fucking spunked.
Yo. Oh shit.
Yeah,
so
bro.
So that's all it took—the affirmation of your boys being like, "This ain't gay."
Yeah.
Dude, well, imagine if they were like, "We all kiss guys." Bro. You're like,
yeah. You would have been the gayest bull.
Yo, I would have. That'd fuck me up.
What was that like the first time you went back to your room and it was just you? Your deck in your hand, and you're like, it's fucking I'm like, well, it's I'm like, go time.
Yep, I'm like, well, I'm doing this now. I'm like, I'm a new person now, bro.
Damn. Like, sit on your hand.
You didn't feel bad afterwards?
Bro, that's a fucking trap. I feel like that's a fucking trap. Don't do that shit. That stranger shit.
It doesn't work.
Well, so one time I fell asleep with my arm above my head, and it turned that shit completely numb. I couldn't feel it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't feel shit. Dang. So I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like, damn, I can't feel nothing in my arm. It's like literally I can't hardly even move it.
Let's try it.
I'm like, let's give this shit a try. And I grabbed my dick, and it felt like a dead coal miner grabbed my fucking dick. Rough ass hands.
Oh,
and like,
oh,
big ass rough hands and cold because there's no blood in it.
Yeah,
and
you're trying
to, like, my erection was immediately just like, dead.
That's what happened.
You know, because I don't want a dead coal miner jacking me off.
That's what you wouldn't like, gay.
When your arm's asleep, it's like the heaviest it's ever been. So you jerking off is like, like you're like trying to like. Yeah.
You don't really know you're gay or not until you run the gauntlet. You know,
what's
you
got to.
That would be an example of the gauntlet.
I feel like, you know, like you got to.
If you don't want to make sure, you know, you got to do some shit to make sure.
That's part of it, I guess.
I butt fucked him three times.
That's part of the gauntlet.
You know, but you got to know for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. And I didn't like it, but one of the three times.
It's just American Gladiator shit.
If he did, I don't give a goddamn. I gave him a hand job once, but that's it.
No, that's beautiful, man.
We know a comic in Philly that did that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
We know a comic in Philly that he sucked some trans boy dick. Trans girl. Well, how are we supposed to say it? Yeah, he got a dick. And he sucked their dick. And then
Lord, why he do that?
Right. And then he told me. I'm like, why the fuck you telling me, bro? You see what I'm saying?
And then he told everybody.
I told everybody. I don't keep them type of secrets, bro. He shouldn't have told me that.
Damn, you whistleblowed the whistleblower, dude.
Bro, I'm so fired.
Yeah, Bobby.
Bro, is this like, that's what you do, huh?
That's what he do.
Like, you just.
He's a sniper. He comes
through
with
you just come in with a fucking hit. Everything's funny. Going good. I forget he's there. Like, he's so quiet. And then all of a sudden he just comes up. Bow. He's like, shit.
Most of the podcast is me and Naeem not making sense and Rob being the funniest person in the world.
That's the podcast. But yeah, this motherfucker sucked dick. And then he was like. And then he was like, yeah, I didn't like it. He was like, that's why I knew I wasn't gay. And I'm like, bro, you had to suck dick to know you wasn't gay.
But he got fooled into sucking dick. He,
what?
He,
what?
How do you get fooled into sucking dick?
Listen,
he thought she was a girl.
The trans lady he sucked off, she's not hot, but she doesn't look like it.
You would think she's a woman.
Okay. You would think it's just like a regular looking
woman. But we have
woman.
Not got to how you got tricked into sucking dick.
No, he's just a nice dude. He felt bad. He was dating her for a couple weeks, and then they were smoking a cigarette one day, and she was like, you want to fucking suck on this thing? And he did it.
Yeah.
Like, did she say it's a huge clit or... Or time.
No,
you know what I'm saying? He wasn't tricked.
Oh, boy.
He wasn't tricked.
He wasn't tricked.
Just willingly sucked a dick.
He's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
It's Naeem's
friend. Bro, I have never in my life.
What? It's Naeem's point. I'm on. I don't even know him like that.
Yeah, you trusted him enough to tell him that shit, right?
Yeah, I have never in my life sucked a dick out of politeness.
That's what it was.
No, that's really what it was.
That doesn't fall under Southern hospitality.
You sucked well out of anger, all right?
Out of anger is crazy.
I fucking hate you.
I'm so mad.
I fucking hate you.
Damn it, Tyler.
who's the limit you buy now, man?
You told me you weren't fucking telling anybody.
Dog, man. I won't tell nobody else.
Oh, man.
man.
Not that's like, why you can't fall for none of that transphobic shit. No. That's why he did it. He's like, I didn't want her to think I was transphobic, yeah. So I just tried it.
Who gives turns out,
I say, I'm like, bro, fuck that.
Turns out I'm just gay.
Right.
Yeah, whoops. Did he take a picture with her for Instagram? Like,
a little bit trickling out the top. Just fuck that.
It's crazy how, disgusting. Like, everyone who has no platform now is worried about being canceled. Like, there's dudes who I, like, do plumbing shit with. They're like, I'm going to get canceled. I was like, you have 30 followers on Twitter. What are you talking about? If it all goes to shit, you are still a plumber tomorrow. Shut up. Like. But, like, everyone has that mind. Like, I feel like this dude had the same thing where, like, he's an open micer, but he's like, fuck, if I don't suck this trans lady's dick, I might be a homophobe. And then...
Nobody's gonna get their taxes done next year.
She's above him in the comedy ladder. So, like, in the comedy ladder, she's over him.
It sounds like
he was scared.
He did this shit for clout.
He did it for clout. A part of it was clout, bro.
Dude's dick for clout.
It's just ambitious at that point.
She got tits?
That's just ambitious at that point.
She don't even have tits.
She don't got no titties, no.
Oh, that's a dude. That's a dude. With long hair.
Yes.
It's Axl fucking Rose.
Yeah, yo.
Yo, that's Alan.
That's Alan. Hey, guys. Guys, y'all shut the fuck up, because Alan does have titties. Y'all leave him alone.
I actually follow an OnlyFans girl that looks a little bit like Alan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, nice.
Damn, it's an Alan wench.
I told you he's a magician, bro.
Fucking talented.
Are you just waiting? Are you just like, is it just coming to you?
I just wait in the shadows for something.
You're waiting on it, though. Like, you're like,
it is a double dunch, energy where I'm just like, yeah. Like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jump in.
Picture Alan, picture Alan after about 8 of those Mike's Hard strawberries.
Oh, hey. Hey, you gotta shave, Alan.
Oh, she's hot as hell.
You have to shave.
I thought the same thing.
Oh, damn. Oh, she's hot.
Thank you.
You're making me look at Alan funny now. Why you did that, bro?
She's like, Alan.
It's a gay test.
After he went to Russia.
It is a gay test. Oh,
that's man,
sexy
y'all.
As fuck.
Mm. Y'all hear about OJ dying? What y'all think about that?
I'll tell you a funny story about that.
What?
We were all here. We were all there for it.
All right.
We were just having cake with him.
It was their first time at the Huddle House, and I found it very funny that Mike would order orange juice.
The juice, man.
You got it.
OJ.
She brought over 5 hot coffees and that cup of orange juice, struggling with it. And I think it was Rob that said, hey, did you hear that OJ died?
He said it to the waitress. Did you hear that OJ died?
She's like, she's struggling to hold 5 hot coffees. They're like shaking in her hands, like pouring on her. She's like, oh my God, they're so hot. Like struggling to get it down. Rob's like, rather than can I hold one for you? Or like, can I help you with anything? Rob's like, here, OJ Simpson died? She's like, what? Nah, you play it. And he's like, nah, OJ's dead. And she's like, 3rd-degree burns on her arms. Like,
she's just trying to be friendly.
Yeah, I'll tell you one.
And then Mike says, yo, can I pour out a little bit of orange juice on the floor for him? A little bit of orange juice for my boy OJ.
One out for the homies.
Yeah, yo.
Man.
I was a big OJ fan.
Yes, yeah,
man. You are?
I love that guy.
Really?
Yeah, mainly his Twitter. His Twitter was the funniest shit ever.
Really? Hello, Twitter world.
Yeah, hello, Twitter world.
Like, in what world does a guy go to fucking jail for stealing his own shit?
That's crazy, bro.
I mean, for being a guy named OJ, he certainly made a lot of lemonade.
Yeah. And my other question is, what's going to happen if that guy has memoirs that says, I did it?
I mean, he wrote a book already, said called What If I Did It?
Yeah. What if I did it? But what if
he described the whole murder in that book? He described
it. I mean, who cares? At this point, if we find out he did it, it's like.
We all know.
We all know he did it, though.
You mean to tell y'all, I don't give a fuck that he killed his wife or whatever. I don't.
Yo,
I don't give a shit.
Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
I don't give a shit. I didn't even know her. Here's what here's what I don't like him for is fucking Kim Kardashian. Jesus Christ,
what?
Man.
He fucked Kim Kardashian.
OJ fucked Kim Kardashian.
No, her
she's
dad.
Only famous because of him.
Oh, yeah, she is famous.
The only reason we have Kim Kardashian is because of O.J. Simpson.
Yeah,
because
her dad was his lawyer.
Was Robert Kardashian.
Yeah. Well, Khloe Kardashian's dad is O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Looked like it, though. She looked
So O.J. obviously died today, and that was like New York Post shared an article, and they were like,
of course
in 1991, Kris Jenner had sex with O.J. Simpson in a hot tub. And I was like, bro, this guy, like, his family's dealing with his death today. Why is, like, why is this making headlines that he got pussy 30 years ago?
TMZ, man, they gotta make that money.
Yeah.
But it wasn't TMZ.
It was New York Post.
New York Post.
They're the same thing, yeah. But
you know, I was hoping he didn't do it because I like them Naked Gun movies.
He did.
Yeah, Naked Gun.
He crushed it.
You can still like the movie because he, I mean, like, bro, yeah, people,
you got to separate the art from the artist.
Hey, you know, he's a girl that he was able to do it with those little ass gloves, too.
I'm still.
He squeezes his hands together and he still is.
I'm still rocking Trapped in the Closet. I'm still rocking all R. Kelly shit.
Yeah, yo.
I don't give a fuck about Michael if he did it.
Oh, dude, you're
saying, here we go.
Don't get
this, my boy, right here. No, here we go.
It's coming from a guy whose city said the fucking kids are nice, man.
They are fucking nice, though.
Motherfucker talking about Mike.
We have our next sponsor from Subway. Like,
yeah. Eat flesh.
Fuck Jared from Subway. I don't know. Eat flesh. Yeah,
Jared from Subway sucks.
Yeah, fuck him.
He's coming home soon.
Is he really?
Man, that's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's only got a few more years.
I actually don't think Michael did it.
Me neither.
I don't think Michael
did it. See what I'm saying, bro? I'm trying to tell you.
I don't think Michael didn't do
that shit.
Michael didn't do it.
He was weird, bro.
I didn't say he wasn't fucking weird.
Yeah, he weird.
He is weird.
He might just be retarded.
Huh?
He might just be retarded. No, he's a weird motherfucker.
He's just a weird guy.
He's not retarded.
You don't think he's retarded?
Autistic, man.
You don't think he's a smooth-brained criminal?
God damn you, Rob.
It takes 2 fucking seconds. How do you do that shit?
I can. So hold on. So are all you guys
it's
comedians?
Human nature for him.
Yeah.
Are you guys
very good.
We all do stand up.
Jesus
okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm a fan.
Thanks, man.
For sure.
So is that like your brand? Is that like your style? Are you kind of a short joke kind of guy?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, okay. Stand up wise, that's more my style.
Gotcha.
Yeah, not as much like storytelling, more just like crowd work.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of crowd work.
I was just wondering because that's what you're doing here. Like,
yeah, for sure.
You have like a really super quick wit, really short punchline, like type humor. So I feel like you probably do well with that.
Thanks.
You
know? Yeah. I would say like that's for sure like he's way more what I did.
Rob's whenever I do like a roast battle or like something where I need like quick jokes, Rob's the first person I call. We're like, is this funny? And he usually says no and like rewrites all of them. So.
No, but it helped because, like, I couldn't do the podcast by myself. Like, they like, get it going.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a way better responder than, like, getting it started.
Right.
Are you in your mind the whole time just thinking about shit, or does it really just come to you? It's a mix of both. Like, sometimes I'm, like, super in my head. Like, sometimes we'll be like, damn, like, Rob just came up with that. I'm like, dude, I'm trying so fucking hard.
Like, transitioning from music to comedy, man, what was that like?
It was...
Who broke your heart?
Brother, the industry. It was really just like it just came down to chasing the fun, dude. Cause I think if you're gonna do it for money, just get a fucking regular job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the music just wasn't fun anymore, and it didn't come from like.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Play smash it.
So I was like, I'm gonna sling these goofs. Yeah. And then everyone in my life was like, what the fuck? Because I was like, I gave everything to music for like years, and then I was like, yeah, what if I fucking talked about my dick for a living?
What do you do better?
I would say this.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like podcasting or comedy?
No, comedy.
But yeah. I would put it all under the same umbrella.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, I love
it. So this is how we kind of express our stuff, because we don't have a comedy scene. There's no stand-up scene.
Yeah.
So we just get on here and talk shit.
Y'all should start one, yo. All you need is an open mic.
So you got four people here.
I happen to have an open mic.
You do have an open mind,
Bruh. I don't think I could do the riff thing though. So do y'all like what do you like? How much material are y'all coming up with?
Oh, we write. All right, so with stand up wise, we write all our shit. But sometimes when you on stage, you do riff. You just think of something funny and you just say that shit.
It depends on the crowd.
Yeah,
it's like I was doing I did a set at Helium the other night on like the Helium open mic. They get like 25 people on there, so it's like 3-minute sets and But it
towards you.
Oh, toward me.
Out. I think we've got it to a point. You don't have to get super close.
Yeah.
I think he's got you bumped up. Y'all can actually back off.
I think this thing's broken.
Back the fuck up.
We got so many wet mics here. You can put your mouth near any of them.
This thing off. We got it. We got a fucking wet mic right here, baby. But no, just like doing like 3 minutes, it's like hard to get into it. And even if you like do have shit planned, like if you go off topic at all, like the whole thing is derailed. So it's like, yeah. I don't know, a lot of it's just like staying in the moment and having fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get that.
Because if you're not having fun, they know you're not having fun. And that fucking sucks. Yeah. As soon as they know you're not having fun, then you're even having less fun than you were before. And you're like, this fucking sucks.
I just start going downhill.
You just hate yourself until the light comes on, and then you're immediate. Thank you, good night.
You ever just go up and not want to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, that happens a lot.
Really?
There's been times where I've driven like an hour and a half to a show the whole time, didn't want to do it, fucking waited around till the show started, did my 15 minutes, bombed so hard, and then drove home.
It was on your own fucking your own.
It's all like... Yeah. It's never like...
You didn't bond with the crowd because you didn't feel like doing it? Or
nah, sometimes it's that too, but it's like...
Yeah. And it can go both ways. There's times where you do it, you don't feel like doing it, and then you get there, and the moment you grab the microphone and you're on stage, you just start having fun.
Right. Because the people are having fun.
Yeah.
Right.
So it can go either way. Like, you can go both ways. And you can get pussy from doing stand-up too, bro.
I don't need to hear that, bro.
That's always a good time.
You can get...
I'm going to just tell you about me, bro. I go too far too fucking easy.
No,
I need to hear about pussy. Yeah. I don't need to even be drinking this mic's fucking hard lemonade.
Yeah. I got my dick sucked at an open mic like 3-4 years ago.
Same.
And then the next week, I went back there. And the same girl walked up to Naeem, and she was like, oh, Drew, how you doing? And he was like, what?
I'm like, what? She was like, you don't remember
me?
She
was like, you don't remember me? I sucked your dick last week.
Yeah, because y'all look identical.
She said, what?
He was like, bitch, you sucked my friend's dick.
Yeah, I'm like, you sucked his dick. That wasn't me, bitch.
Whoa, she really didn't know?
She thought I was a black guy.
What do you call
her? Hey, good for you, though.
He is downstairs.
Either that or she thought he was a white guy.
Right, one or the other.
How dark are these rooms you're
That room's dark.
That's just no lights at all, right?
That room is a dark room.
Nothing but dick.
Everybody's just touching faces.
Did I suck your dick?
It wasn't him. Who was him? Let me see your fucking...
Look at my ears. I got little elf ears on.
Yep. That's what it was.
I got stinky ears.
Fucking ears.
Oh, we got identical ears, bro.
She felt your identical ears.
That's what it was.
put these things together and hear each other's brains.
That's how it's like a it's like the fusion technique from Dragon Ball Z.
Right.
That shit, you know. That was a fucking nerd reference.
I know about Dragon Ball Z, bro.
You know, I thought it was Dragon Ball, so I was like 18.
It was
old.
Dragon Ball first.
It was. That was
Dragon Balls.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dragon Balls.
I swear to God, I didn't know until
you thought it was a black plural.
Yeah. Yeah. So I took to me, was like, dude, it's Dragon Ball Z. And I was like, okay, I don't know. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
What's a Goku?
What's a Goku?
What's a fucking... It's a masturbation technique. I don't fucking know.
It is crazy that like anime and black dudes are like that they meet in the middle of the Venn diagram. Nice.
That's called
bro. It's been like that for see. This is what y'all don't know. When I was in like high school, it was a bunch of black boys that watched anime, but the cool niggas, we just used to act like we didn't watch it, and we would bully them for admitting that they watched
it. You knew exactly what the fuck.
Yeah, we knew exactly what they were talking about.
That's wild as fuck.
Yeah, we used to pretend like we didn't watch this shit so we could bully them.
Nah, I bully kids for real about that shit.
That's what Hitler did.
I did for real.
Yeah, and by the way, he homeschooled. So.
I homeschooled, yeah.
Damn, yeah.
I homeschooled.
It was his brother.
My brother is a fucking nerd for real. Yeah, my brother is a nerd.
Damn, you homeschool? Why you do that?
I didn't want to.
Why they make you do that?
Alright, so I went to a little small school called Vernon. It's in Alabama, right across the state line. I went there and was having a lot of issues.
Oh, you was beating people up and shit.
I was getting a lot of fights.
Yeah.
And I was yes. Well, that was in homeschooling. I was getting in fights and was getting in a lot of trouble. And so my mom, and I was failing. And so my mom pulled me out and quit her job and homeschooled me for until I was like sixth grade.
Okay.
And then
still failed
the
fourth grade.
She kind of went crazy trying to do that.
Yeah.
Kind of went a little out of her mind a little bit and just couldn't deal with me anymore.
Yeah.
And so she's like, all right, we're going to send you this other school. And then that school, after a couple years, was like, we would appreciate it if you didn't come back.
Damn.
And so they sent me to another school, and but I had a great time with that last school.
All right, nice.
You know,
so you went to high school with other kids.
Eventually, yeah. My junior high and high school, both I was with other
you
kids.
You graduated right. with people.
Yeah, I graduated, right. but at a private school.
They were weird people. Oh,
nice. No, mom, that wasn't that bad.
If you graduated,
we had Bible class. We did have Bible class. Yeah. I went to a private Christian school, a little small.
I don't know.
Probably. I went to a Catholic school in college, and the religion teacher I had, I only took one religion course ever.
Yeah, and only one religion talked about in that religion course if it was a Catholic school, probably.
You could take, like, other religions, I think. They were pretty cool about it, but I remember the Catholic teacher I had, it was a dude, and he had one of them holes in his neck, like a fucking cigarette smoker.
No way.
Dude, like, day one of class, he told us from the rip, he's like, if I see you on your cell phone,
how'd he say it?
It was a crucifixion gone wrong.
He totally missed my wrist.
But basically, I lost a grade of. I was already like starting off at a B maximum, and also this dude had a fucking hole in his throat, and he's talking about God, and I was like,
"Damn, he was holy."
He had a hole in his pants too, bro.
Real, bro. And then, I stopped taking their class.
I heard it.
How many kids did he fuck?
I think
I don't know. We were in college, so.
Too grown.
Probably a bunch of them. Then.
No, I think in college.
Child molester having a tracheotomy. That's like a child molester.
Freshmen's
man? Yeah, you just lube that bitch up a little bit.
Like, you can still talk shit.
Freshmen are fucking, I don't know any better anyway.
There's not an 18-year-old in the world. If you go to college, you're like, you're leaving wherever you're from. You're going to a better town in your head. You're trying to get pussy or dick.
Yeah.
You're not fucking the old dude with a hole in his throat. Like
you're not.
I mean, you're not getting that pussy anywhere else, dog.
True. Yeah, molesting kids in college is like dunking on a wheelchair kid.
Go to the league, brother. Go to the YMCA, dog.
Yeah, technically, I could dunk over you, but
yeah, no one cares. Yeah. You can't tell your boys about it.
Neither of us are going to enjoy this.
That's just true anyway with me.
It kind of roses your old parish priest, man, with a wheelchair.
Oh, God, yeah. So I used to work at my high school. I went to a Catholic high school. And at the rectory, they needed somebody to just answer the door and answer the phones. And I was 16, so, like, there was a lot of free time, so naturally I was just jacking off in the bathroom constantly. But the downside to that was they were
he said constantly. Not often, not a lot. He's like, all the time.
He'll be right there.
At all times of the day.
Jesus Christ, man.
I'm just so sorry.
But dog, there was I was supposed to answer the phones and answer the door. However, there was an added task, which was caring for this priest who was in a motorized wheelchair. And there were times where, like, either I would be jacking off or I simply didn't want to hold the phone to his ear for an extended period of time, so I would hide in the bathroom. And he would be yelling my name and I wouldn't come out. But it turns out he's becoming a saint now. I really missed out on getting any kind of
video. Yeah, that's crazy.
Because he's being canonized.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. That's real.
Yeah. That's real.
The masturbation and everything.
Dog, and when I told Naeem about this, I was like, even though that was, you know, that can be like a difficult job, but there was a kid who would bathe him every night. I was like, but on top of it, too, this kid was a closeted gay kid. And I was like, Naeem, can you imagine having to bathe a man every night and you're in the closet? Naeem's like, yeah, he detailed that man.
He got every nook and cranny on that. He hit all the spots.
Oh,
did he?
Armor every all night.
Turtle.
Oh my god. You pushing his asshole like the fucking bubble on a weed eater, you know?
Reflection. Forgive me, Father, for I have rinsed. Oh my god. Damn, priest in a wheelchair, dude.
It feels like the joke
Jesus
rides himself.
Wheel, dude. That's crazy. Yeah, I was waiting to see what happened. I had to.
Oh man, there you go. That was a good one. Good one. Yeah, that was good. That was good.
An IPA after.
Oh man.
Damn, everybody went to Catholic school. Yeah, I went to Catholic school.
I ain't college right there, I guess.
So that's not really.
I went to Baptist school.
You went to Baptist school?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of Baptists and Christians down here.
Yes.
I was raised Pentecostal.
High school.
Oh, you were raised Pentecostal. Dude, I always wanted to go to a Pentecostal church.
Yeah, awesome.
It looks like a blast.
It's a great time.
Yeah. They have a lake church down here?
Fuck no. Yeah.
Yes.
No, they don't.
Yes. Alabama, they do.
North Alabama.
Yeah, okay. Is it somewhere? Yes, but not around here.
North Alabama.
They don't do this shit around here. Nobody doing this shit
North Alabama.
Yeah, that's not around here.
Cobras, dog.
We're not even in Alabama.
Fuck yeah, you're
2 hours.
Sunday. Sundays, bro.
I really do want to go to sleep.
Do you have any fucking, like, anti-venom or anything?
Hell no. Where would I get anti-venom?
The fuck type of question?
Oh, shit. I left that shit in my own fucking pants.
They don't even let you fly with cologne.
Why?
I can bring anti-venom?
Dude, I understand you can only bring 3 ounces of shampoo. I've got 3 ounces of anti-venom.
Can I bring it or not?
They don't have it, don't go because they don't believe in the shit.
Oh, yeah, they don't. Yeah, you can't handle anti-venom in them.
That's how me and Alan got cool, because we did a podcast talking about Cody Coots. He's like a West Virginia snake preacher, and I became a fucking huge fan of this guy. Yeah. He's from a line of
I gotta
people.
Say it again.
His whole family died from getting bit by snakes.
My god! All the males in his family have died from snake bite, snake preacher bites.
At the church, he like Lieutenant Dan, but not war.
His whole family's dead.
And he's like the last of like seven people. He's like the eighth of seven. Or whatever it is.
Yeah. Eight of seven.
Natural selection.
You know, like seventh of eight, whatever.
Has he been there a few times? He stepped in to preach that church. He stepped in for like almost a year, and he was like, not called to this.
So he's the only one.
And he stepped out.
Because his dad got bit and died. And when your dad gets bit and dies in Snake Church, you're the next guy. So you see it in the
guy. You're the prince of Snake Church.
This guy holding snakes. It's like, you could tell the whole time he's like, I don't fucking believe this shit at all.
What do you say if you're the next guy in line? I'd be like,
fuck.
Yeah, bro.
I think I'm going to sit that one out, bro.
Hard pass.
Are you on the hook to suck it out of him?
Yeah,
no.
Because
you gotta let it
they
happen.
Believe that God will cure you if God wants to cure you.
No anti-venom. Nothing. Yeah. No going to the ER.
That's why Cody said he had been bit like seven times, and he's like, I'm just waiting for my time to go out. And I'm like, how about you fucking stop playing with me?
Yeah, just chill.
How about that, bro?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I ain't been bit by a snake one one time in church ever. Hey, ever.
Yeah, real talk, dude. Like the Do-Rag and Deer Tag episode where they did Snake Church. I think it was with Jim Gillespie.
Yeah, with Jim.
Little bad
like Jim. That's when I wrote Drew, and that's how we all became cool. That's why this is here.
Mm-hmm. We talked about Snake Church.
So, nice. Do you think we could get somebody like that on here?
A snake?
Yes.
Y'all definitely could get one of them.
I bet you could. Yeah.
You get one of them?
Hell yeah, we need Snake Church people.
Hey, I'm gonna sit out that episode.
That's really like
that's a what I was kind of thinking, thing. Bro. Like,
we're not bringing the snake.
Not gonna bring.
Me and Wes gotta work have that an episode day. That day. Then
we don't do it on Sunday.
Oh, we got.
Oh, they don't do snakes on Sunday.
Yeah, they do. They hold them.
When they do it, they do the snakes on Sunday.
No, I gotta work that fucking day.
It's,
I'm
not going. But I the mean, snake's not gonna be here.
Yeah, it's just gonna be the man. He ain't gonna bring no snakes.
He might bring a snake and put that bitch on the table, and I might come in here the next Sunday. Y'all motherfucking might be all left over.
Oh. Like y'all doing it. Talking about snakes.
You hear about your dad again?
Have y'all seen them prank videos where they on the golf courses they put snakes
around their fucking neck and around their foot and shit like that? That's
we got Mo's.
We got Mo's ass so damn good.
Oh yeah, they got you with a snake, Mo.
His ass ran
in them same damn flip flops that he's on right now.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, he ran.
That's the only foot attire he wears. He'll be wearing that in 32 degree weather.
Yes, sir.
I wear flops. Crocs. I get it, brother.
He's
like our Jesus.
He's one of those people that you just hope somebody wants to fuck you because your feet don't get cold. You know, you just got to get out there and sling that feet game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
You know? Little feet game.
Mm-hmm.
Got the shorts on.
Damn, I wish I saw that.
So wait, Pentecostal church, that's where they speak tongues and shit like that?
That's right.
Damn, bro, that's crazy. That's right.
You were probably eating pussy early then.
Yeah,
that's how you got so good at the tongue.
Yeah. Great at it. Yeah. Yeah, it's just a natural training device. You know, it's like a get you ready. But yeah, that's how I was raised for it.
Pentecostal, the only one does tongues.
Yes. I mean, yeah, pretty
Baptist
much.
Baptist church don't do that?
No, Baptist don't do that.
Baptist hate
I was in a Baptist church when I was like 7 years old. And there's this woman just starts.
And then she got kicked freaked the fuck
me
out.
No, she didn't. But it freaked me out. I never went back.
She got hit with the Holy Ghost.
No, that's what I was going to say. Because when I grew up in Texas, it wasn't Baptist, but it was a non-denomination.
It happens a non-denomination.
But this was a fucking Baptist church.
Yeah, they speak tongues. That shit fake. That's not real.
Thank you.
That's part of the thing.
That shit not real, bro.
Part of the thing with Snake Church is like they drink poison, they speak tongues, and they
get that shit is real.
Drinking the poison's real?
I mean, they might really do it, but that shit ain't real because they fucking
they
die.
Live.
Okay, they're like hallucinating, right?
They
drink actual like poison because
they drink strychnine, dude. That's rat poison.
Jim Jones.
They think that because if they drink that and they survive, then God fucks with them heavy.
I mean, that kind of makes sense, though.
That's Mark 16.
Or they just take a non-lethal dose and are very sick.
So you think? Do you do this?
No, but I'm saying I understand why they do it.
Why? Explain it to me.
It's the scripture, Mark 16.
What does it say?
Yeah.
You will handle serpents, drink poison. And that's why you'll see the piano player, there'll be a candle underneath his feet, and he'll be having his feet next to the fire while he goes.
What if Mark was the Jim Jones of fucking the Bible?
What if Mark was the Alan Belcher of it? I don't know.
What does Mark mean?
Mark from the Bible.
Mark from the Bible.
Was Jim Jones in the Bible, white guy?
Fuck no. Jim Jones not in the Bible.
Ain't no white people in the Bible.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Jim Jones not in the Bible.
You said the Jim Jones of the Bible.
He was. We fly high. That's what that's about.
Balling. Jim Jones. The guy from that moved everybody to Africa and drank the tea. And
that guy's a saint?
The Kool-Aid guy.
I think so.
What's the Kool-Aid guy? Religion.
That's Jim Jones. The cult leader.
He fucking talked everybody into drinking the fucking poisonous Kool-Aid, right?
I was too. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Bird gang.
Yes.
Jim Jones, the rapper.
Come on.
That's it. Man, that's what I'm talking about.
He with the deal with Dipset. You don't know about Dipset?
I know everything about. I'm not with Dipset.
All right. Well, I know you ain't with Dipset, but Jim Jones with Dipset, bro.
Yeah, but the other Jim Jones.
How crazy would it be if he was actually with
Dipset? That would be crazy. He was bird gang, bro.
Take your ass out right there.
Hey, he was bird gang. That's crazy.
Here I am.
Actually.
Yo.
But then you find out Cameron got fucked by Diddy too, and then.
No, Cameron would never do that.
Hey, man, look it up. I'm just telling you. Cam got digged down too.
Has the South seen the movie Paid in Full?
Oh yeah.
Y'all seen Paid in Full before?
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
That's like a staple in the Northeast.
It is.
You have to see that if you're a Wigger or a black person.
It's like Goodfellas, but for black people.
I got you.
I'm Paid in Full. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Oh, great movie.
It's a great movie, and it's a true story.
I'll see you tomorrow. We'll have a long conversation.
Listen, I'm off till Monday night, fellas.
Let's go.
Y'all actually have a short film or something that y'all are in, right?
Johnny? Oh, yeah, we in Johnny.
Yeah. Oh, and Porch Pirate.
It's on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Johnny episodes 1-4 are on YouTube now.
Oh, it's a series.
Yeah, just look up official Johnny series. And then I'm also in Porch Pirate, which is coming out soon, I think.
Is that the one where you had your hair cut?
Yeah, we shot it over a period of 2 years, and I had like different beard lengths and hair lengths for every scene, so it looks like shit, but it's out.
Nice. Yeah.
What's the plot?
It's pretty similar to my actual life, actually. I do pills and I steal packages off of porches. They actually wrote it exactly for me.
Yeah, I'll play that role. I know it pretty well.
They were like, yo, you might have to act. And I was like, here's the thing, I don't.
Drew, was playing a porch pirate easy or hard?
There he is.
Put it there, bro.
Brother. Man, you seen a video with a dude get blown up?
I saw that. That's a great one.
We share our lives.
That's a great one.
I don't steal packages. I used to steal, like, weed and shit from people. But, and do pills. But
we all have.
Man, we would have hung out just fine.
We would have been brothers. But, yeah, I have seen the video of the guy fucking picking up the fireworks.
Awesome. And that shit blows up on him?
Yeah.
Yo, he got blown up so hard it knocked his pants down.
Like, that was a Porsche IED.
That's a lot of shit.
That shit knocked his fucking pants off.
Did you guys ever have a stealing phase?
I did. Yeah.
I think I went through my whole fucking, like,
had a paintball phase, too.
I know you had a stealing phase.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I stole baseball cards.
Damn. I stole Pokemon cards.
Really?
My biggest heists, I'd say, were weed. But, like, outside of that, it wasn't, like, money or, like, stealing from stores. I remember me and my boy Marv, this guy had Pokemon cards for sale on Craigslist for $3,000 for a whole binder of the original 151.
You knew where he lived.
Nah, he was supposed to meet us.
You sound like my best friend in elementary school right now.
It was like all holographics and shit, and we met him. This is when I was in college, and we met him at like the college across the street from us. And he pulled up in like this fucking rape van, rolled the window down, showed us the binder, and it was the hardest I've ever punched somebody in the head. I punched this dude so hard that like I felt his teeth jiggle. He like went sleep, and I just grabbed the binder, and we bounced.
That's dope.
And then the binder was not worth shit. It ended up being like he was trying to rob us.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
It was just worth karma.
That was karma.
Uno reverse. Exactly.
Yeah.
It wasn't worth the $3,000 we were going to
I think
play.
The most I ever stole was like 2 12-inch Memphis speakers and an amp out of a guy's
gym. Oh, you got to do better, brother.
We broke his fucking back window.
You had potential.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I was a fence. That was my deal. Like, I was the guy that those dudes sold stuff to. So okay. I was the middleman.
You're a good middleman.
That's how I made my living.
When the middlemen are supposed to look like you.
Yeah.
So they can't fuck with you on either side.
Yeah, that was, me and my little guy, so mostly what I fucked with was.
You just ain't me, bro. It's fine.
Most of what I fought with was systems, subs, and amps, and guns.
Right, yeah.
But here's the thing, bro. Fucking with guns like that.
That's hard.
It's a terrible idea.
That's terrible, bro.
Terrible idea.
You get caught up quick with that shit.
The thing about guns is, too, okay, when you're dealing with hot guns, you're only dealing with one demographic.
Yeah. Fucking killers, bro.
Motherfuckers about to go use them.
Yeah, motherfucking killers.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah, that's not scary.
I was like
shit.
17 years old doing that shit, getting robbed at gunpoint. It was fucking awful. It's not recommended.
Me and my friend Peter stole his mom's gun. That, like, she just had in her safe, and we took it one time, and we showed it to my older cousin, and we were like, yo, we got his mom's gun. He was like, you guys are fucking retarded. He's like, return that right now. He's like, I'm going to take it and kill you with it now. Like, get rid of that.
Smart cousin.
Yeah. I'm so happy he did that. We were like dumb fucking 16-year-olds, like, telling everyone, like, we got a gun.
Yeah,
we stole a gun.
I got like, robbed on some that. Similar shit one time because, so there was this cat who stole all of his parents' guns. It was like a safe full of guns.
Was it my friend Peter?
And
that's exactly what we did.
Yeah. So I went and I offered him like pennies on the dollar for him, you know, and bought a bunch of them. Well, actually, so this one, the first one I did though, all right, so he was friends with this guy who was affiliated that I was friends with. And so they gave it to me on a loan where, like, you go sell it.
And they give them the money
and
back.
And I'm going to give you the money back. Yeah, yeah. Right? But either they set me up, which is not unheard of at all in that kind of scenario, right. You know, or I just got robbed. And so I had to go back and be like, hey, guys, so remember that 357 you let me hold?
Well, first off, I brought donuts for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? He was super cool about it because we made a lot of money together. Like I bought a lot from my buddy, you know, that, you know, and so it was cool. Like it was, but I think they probably set me up in hindsight.
Yeah.
Was that the moment where you realized like I might want to do something different?
You know what? It was close to the moment. Yeah.
He needed like 2-3 more of them moments.
You know? Yeah. It got to the moment. Like, you know what really did it for me, honestly? Was Percocets. When I realized, dude, what? You said Percocets?
What really, Xanax, brother, same.
What really got me out of it was when I realized nobody was making any fucking money. Like any real fucking money. Ain't nobody making no real money. You making you're making a little money. Yeah. But it's like, bro, the amount of money you're making versus how much time we're going to do, it's not
worth it.
It's like when you realize when you're in that shit and you realize your richest friend has $10,000 and that guy is taking like fucking billionaire chances and you're like, oh, this sucks.
It's terrible.
This guy should be in jail for life and he has 10 grand to show for
it. And then they sat, when I was a young kid one time and these old cats we were hanging out with, they were just like, well, you know, y'all are going to go to jail. Like, it was just like a given. We were all going to go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm not fucking going to jail, bitch. Like, you're going to jail. Oh, yeah. I'm going back to church. Like, fuck y'all. I ain't doing that shit.
Fuck that.
Fuck this shit. I'm out.
Church.
Do what?
Going to snake church.
I'm going to snake church.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you plead?
Hey,
there
it is.
Take those not guilty.
Oh, shit. Take it however you want, really. You know?
Mike, that seems like a great time for you to plug on Percs.
I wish I broke. I have copies back at the house, but yeah, I got whacked on Percocets for a few years, and I used to just go on Facebook nonstop and just post every retarded thought that came into my mind. And you know how Facebook, it pops up, it says on this date you posted this?
Yeah.
Well, I started seeing more and more like embarrassing shit from the years where I was on Percs. So I compiled them, and then I put, like, a present-day analysis with each one with, like, what I was thinking.
That's hilarious.
And I made a book called On Percs out of it.
That's hilarious.
Great book. Great book.
Where can you get this book?
My website, onperks.com.
On Percs. And also, listeners, it'll be passed, but for us here, Porch Fest.
Yeah.
Porch Fest.
You can get a signed copy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the time this comes out.
Y'all can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Oh, so you have them there?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm definitely going to get one. Copies.
Mm-hmm. I wish I'd have been. It's the best bathroom read you can get.
Dude. Like, it's on my toilet. But, like, Mike, please plug your brand new Wigger book that you're writing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a new one coming out. So, On Percs is my third book. And I write books for people on the toilet. Like, that's what all my books are for. If you can barely read, then I'm your author.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Nice. Well, he's looking at me. We got a connection. Shut the fuck up.
Come on. We're good. You're talking about those wet pussy videos.
Keep talking to me, bro. Keep talking to me.
Yeah, you're the perfect retard for it. Yeah. Yeah. Read it when you're taking a Forrest Gump, brother.
Forrest Gump. I read it while I'm walking down the
street. Bobby.
Let's go, Bobby.
But you ain't got no more logs, Lieutenant Dan. But yeah, I'm working on my fourth one now to be out this summer. This is a little bit different. I always wanted to write a novel, so this will be a Wigger crime novel.
Oh, fuck.
So I'm looking forward to putting that out. That'll be out in, sometime in June.
I wish I'd have had Facebook when I was just strung out on Xanax all the time. That would have been fantastic.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
That's why you need to get
bro, I'm embarrassed by the shit I was posting. I wasn't on Percs.
Yeah.
You know, I was just 16.
Yeah, you post like rap lyrics and shit like that.
Oh, that's the fucking craziest.
I remember when it used to be like, you'd write a status and be like, is thinking about a lot.
Oh, fuck it.
That's fucking corny shit.
Hey, bro, I delete them every time they pop up.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta delete that shit.
Y'all still do that?
You're just on like hour two of a shift at Annie Ann's.
I see those pop up and I thought they were so bad that I was like, ain't no way anyone else ever did this.
Everybody did that shit.
What about people who are posting Diddy lyrics like, don't push me because I'm close to the edge? And it's coming up today. It's like, don't push me because I'm close to the edge. It's like, dog.
Edge of that asshole, man.
Diddy's out now, bro.
Man, I'm telling you, Facebook would have been fantastic to have like 20 years ago.
Nah, because we couldn't have got away with a lot of shit, but we did.
I could have just been like, Tyler Copeland is just got robbed on his front porch trying to buy Xanax. Like, think about it. That would have been fucking awesome.
I mean, it'd be awesome now.
It would be awesome now.
Yeah, let's say it'd be like cool. $20. It's like a Facebook memory, but
like $20.
At the time, you're just incriminating yourself.
Yeah.
$20 got me robbed on my own front porch.
But look, a lot of cops, a lot of people incriminate themselves all the time. A lot of cops make fake Facebook accounts.
Yeah, just to watch
you. Yeah, just watch you and shit. Yeah. You know? Man,
so he can lock you the fuck up.
Probably, right. I'd probably be in jail.
For sure.
But, oh, yeah.
I can definitely see myself doing that.
I think I had Facebook. I had Facebook like 20 years ago. I was in college in 2005.
20 years ago?
Yeah, it's 2024. So 20 years ago.
Facebook.
It came out in 2004 probably.
I got it in 2006.
Really? Yeah, really? I got it in 2005. Yeah. That was my freshman year of college. You had to be in college to get Facebook back
then. That used to be a thing.
Yeah. I remember that. When I first got Facebook, you had to be in college.
What year did it drop to the general public?
Probably like a few years later, probably like 08.
No, I was before that because
it was like 06.
Bro, I was rocking MySpace like a motherfucker.
I had it in 06. I was in high school.
All right, yeah.
So it was.
Because you had to have a school email to sign up at first. You had to have a.
Yeah, the cheat code was just saying you went to the School of Hard Knocks. Then they couldn't check on that.
Really?
Yeah. I was on the Dean's list.
I didn't know that one.
I was on the Dean's list. All right, guys. Well, we're about 1:15 in. I mean, you know what?
Thanks for fucking having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, bro.
Wanted to give you y'all this time. Plug everything that y'all have. Naeem, man.
Yo, yeah, look, I got a lot of shit. Man. Yeah, I got.
Tell people where to go to give you the facts.
I got you. So, look, I got a podcast called Ayo Actually. You can go to email ayoactually@gmail.com. Send us in facts. The podcast is all about facts. That's all we do. We break. We get, like, rare facts, shit that people don't know. And we fucking
talk about it.
All right, here go one. Y'all know that there was a red heifer, right? A red cow that basically is the sign of the end of times, right?
Yeah, they got three in Jerusalem right now.
Yo, and they were raised in Texas, and these motherfuckers from Texas sent them to Jerusalem basically to bring on the Antichrist, and that's a real thing. Yeah. That's a real ass fact. They raised three red heifers in Texas and then sent them to Jerusalem so they can help these Jewish motherfuckers. Sorry, Bobby.
And now they turned it into Jerusalem.
Yeah, and then they're doing that to try to fulfill a prophecy.
Bobby's our resident.
Weird shit. Weird shit. Yeah, he's the resident Jew right now.
That is weird as fuck.
Ain't that weird, bro? Why the fuck would they do that? Why would they do that?
Like, they hate life.
They have a choice.
People
want to expedite things like that.
Yeah.
They can.
They want to see if it's really going to happen.
Too much money, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers who can do that have too much money.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I know why the Jewish people want it, but I don't know why Christians want it.
Christians really don't. They're Zionist.
Yeah, true. But yeah, that's fucked up. But so if you see a red heifer, shoot that bitch in the face. You see what I'm saying? Kill that motherfucker. You ever see a red heifer?
Slow this shit down. We got to have a good time.
Yes. Kill that bitch. But yeah, so send in facts at aoxe@gmail.com. Check out Durag and the Deer Tag. Get on our Patreon and shit. I got another podcast. It's all audio. It's called The Ramble. And
I never heard of that, dude.
Check it out, bro. And you can call in and leave me a voicemail. Send me a text message, 267-215-0172. You know what I mean? Call in, send me a voicemail. I'm gonna play it on the podcast. But yeah, check me out. And then check out my Instagram, Naeem_Ali. That's Instagram and Twitter.
That's your personal number?
No, it's the number for the podcast.
Yeah. So that's
smart. Please tell us about Digital Bazooka.
Digital Bazooka, it's a prank call podcast. Me and my other friend, James Moss.
I love prank calls.
Bro, you got to see this shit. This is funny. It's
the best. Mike Rainey, actually, him and John Del Calo probably have
The three of, I mean, they've all been on it.
He called a funeral home over a hard dick.
Yeah, I said they buried my grandpa and his dick was hard. Y'all embarrassed my whole family.
Rainey had one of my favorite ones. Rainey called the church. Rainey called the church last Easter and asked if the pastor was going to be cheeked up.
and she gave me his name. She's like, oh, you will find a ball. It's the Father Paul service.
It's just the most like ridiculous fun dudes can have. It's like we're all in our 30s and we're in 8th grade at the same time. It's fucking insane. That
John Del Calo called it like reserved his 50th birthday for a helicopter ride. And they was like, yeah, how far away is that? And he's like, oh, about 12 years.
Yeah, we the whole show is just like booking shit 12 years in advance that'll never happen and just like asking for ridiculous accommodations. It's so fun.
All-star game bird, bro.
Yeah, Naeem ordered an all-star NBA all-star game turkey from a pizza restaurant that didn't sell turkeys.
I think it was like
the dumbest shit.
It was either you or your co-host James that like picked a fight with Five Below.
Yeah. I call Five Below all the time, tell them to turn that fucking music down. They get, like, who the fuck is this? I'm like, turn the fucking music down. They get pissed.
Yeah. It's just funny, man. I love prank. Matter of fact, that was my favorite. When we got this mixing board, I was like, dude, we got to start doing prank calls.
Send me a message. I'll hook you up with that. I got some stuff
for you. Bro, I called a jiu-jitsu gym, and I told the instructor that I had been training there for 3 months, and I started going to bars, picking fights, and I could get my ass whooped. I wanted my money back. I said, I need my fucking money back.
He's like, but yo, I keep dropping. I went to Smith's jiu-jitsu, and I'm getting my ass whooped. He's like, yo, stop telling people you went to my school. You're like, yo, stop fucking doing that.
Bro, I've had to do that before. Like, for real. There was a dude that came in. Real talk, this dude came in and like trained like 2 days and then went to the bar that night and was like, bro, I've trained at Relentless. I'm a fighter at Relentless. Y'all don't want to fuck with me. And I was like, bro, you got to stop saying that. You don't train here, bro. Like, I don't even know you.
This place is ruthless, man. Jake made a dude end up with a nub one time.
I did not.
Oh, stop. Just what? Tell the truth, bro. I did not. Hey, bro had 2 hands when he came in here and left.
Don't got him
no more. No, no, no. No,
that's true. I didn't hear
that's
about
not
that
true.
Guy.
True.
You are relentless, motherfucker.
That's not true. He left here and went to the hospital, then went home with a nub.
Hey, I don't give a fuck. He killed that motherfucker.
He was training.
He killed that motherfucker.
He was training and had a blood clot.
Yeah, put a blood choke.
Oh, I would have guessed guillotine.
And then,
that's the one that had the military grade. And he put a guillotine on his arm. I don't know.
This same cat came in. So this dude, man, bless his heart, man. He wants it so bad. He wants to be a badass so bad. But the dude just, there's just some people, like, it's honestly, it's a really small portion of the population that just, you just ain't got it, bro. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you could teach him nub bars.
You know? Yeah. Give him a little elbow over the top, you know? So this dude, but for real, he comes in one night, and y'all remember those military-grade flip phones? So they had
with the antenna that came up?
Yeah, some shit like that. Had like Kevlar over the top of it.
Yeah.
So he comes in the gym one night, and you just kind of like, and we back in this day, we were doing like backyard fights and shit too. Mm. And so like we had let him fight some like dude and got the shit kicked out of him doing that. And he comes in one night, and he's got this little phone, and he's like, man, this thing right here, it's military grade. This thing, you can't destroy it. It's impenetrable. And I was like, Johnny, the thing ain't, it's not. And he goes, yeah, it is. And so my buddy grabbed it out like he was going to throw it. He was like, man, go ahead, throw it. You put this thing in the bottom bucket of water, you call it, it'll ring. And he actually was going to do it. So I was like, man, if you're going to let him do it, that means he'd let me do it. So I grabbed his phone and just threw it as hard as I could. And it hit the ground and landed in like 7 pieces.
Damn.
And like, you spiked it like a football?
No, I threw it that way. And it landed like the other side of the bag rack over there. Yeah. And it just went to like 5 or 6 pieces. He goes and like picks it up. And I'm like, man, is it okay? He's like, hell no, it ain't okay. Like, you said it was cool. You said it was cool. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's getting older and mature and is realizing that military grade means the person that bid the least is who made it.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that just means made in the USA. I mean, it's not made in China.
It's probably shit, really. Yeah. But anyway.
Mike, please plug anything you'd like to plug.
I got 2 podcasts. Dad Meat Podcast with my homie Tim Butterly. Little Snickers, which is a true crime podcast. And we focus on like the funny aspects, like how John Wayne Gacy used to manage a KFC. We've had episodes on Bubbles the Chimp, Travis the Chimp, Chimp Heavy Podcast. Like, anything that's funny about crime, we try to cover.
Sandusky episode, if you're looking for somewhere to start, is the funniest. Maybe the funniest episode in podcasting.
Yeah.
You talking about the Penn State?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nice. They did an episode on
Dan Soder was on that one.
Dan Soder was on it.
That episode fucking ruled.
So on, unreal, man. Yeah.
But
I listened to that the other day. It's so good.
I mentioned my books, but also I just want to talk about how cool it is that you guys are doing this, man. This means so much to me. Like, we were talking earlier about, you know, what comedy is and this shit, but it's like the fun comes in doing all the shit with your boys.
Yeah.
Because it's like we all ate shit for a lot of fucking years, and it was just... It never seemed like that was going to be any different. And now we're fucking traveling together to do fun shit like this.
Yeah.
And it just fucking means the world that we get to hang out, like meet cool new people, and just have the time of our lives while doing what we want to do. So I just want to thank you guys.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Love having Rob you Cruz, please.
Wait, and real quick, one more shout out to Huck's Place.
Ooh, that place was incredible.
Real quick, the Huck's Place.
Yeah, if you want to hit on a black guy, go there, man.
Rob Cruz, tell us about Tim Butterly, if you will.
Oh yeah, so I do a behind the scenes on Tim Butterly's show and his show Field Trip, and I like do like post production and stuff on that. And then the Do Rag and the Deer Tag, check that out. Follow me on Instagram at the Attention Horse.
But you also tour.
Oh yeah, and then I also open for Butterly on the road. So, yeah, just go to timbutterly.com for those dates. And then, this is a fucking blast.
Why are you so fucking witty, but you can't tell us about yourself? How the fuck does that work?
Him.
Tell us about Butterly. Yeah. Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you.
I was fucking with him.
Damn,
while doing
man.
That.
He be
I'm
popping
sorry.
Up the chain, and it's like, tell us about yourself.
Excuse me.
Tim Butterly.
Can we get
Dreamcast?
Can we get an outro song?
Oh yeah, do the War Pigs. Please do the fucking War Pigs. God damn it.
Oh my god, you're gonna get Mike Rainey on his
shit.
You guys have to sing along though.
I don't know
the words.
Oh, you'll know the words.
Come on, we got y'all.
Meow, meow, meow.
I got it.
Okay.
That was fucking.
He can't talk that fast.
He really can't.
Let's get it. Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches in black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer death, subject construction. In the field, the bodies burning. As the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind, poison and brainwashed in their minds. Oh, yeah! Woo! Hell yeah.
Thank you, man.
That was awesome. Well, guys, I've loved having you guys on.
This is so much fun, man.
So much fun, bro. Thank you, brother. Thank you, man.
Come back.
Man, I've had a blast with you guys. We'll see y'all in the next episode. Make sure to go follow us on Patreon at The Man Up Podcast. We'll see y'all in the next episode.
Right here. Where's that, Mo?
What?
Patreon episode. Oh, fuck. Got me.
Nah, we'll at least split it up.
When we're live, they put it
up. Yeah, cut it yeah we'll split it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got enough content to cut it out.
Up there. All night long.
need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.